This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Okay, friends. Today is Zayin Adar, which of course is the Yom Petira of Moshe Rabbeinu. And it's not just a day that happens to be a week before Purim. We've spoken out many times that it's very much connected to Purim because if Moshe was born on Zayin Adar, that means his Mila was on Purim, and there's a connection between Moshe Rabbeinu and the Yom Tov of Purim. What I want to bring to your attention is I have a very interesting sefer. The name of the sefer is Shiva Ba'adar. It's part of a set, a significant set of Svarim, of Tfilos, the Ben Ish Chai wrote. So he wrote this whole Sefer, Shiva Ba'adar, it's a Seder Tikkun for the night of Zayin Adar. And basically, like Tikkun Leil Shavuos, well, this is Tikkun Leil Zayin Ba'adar. So we're not going to stay up all night, but just to get a little flavor for what this Tikkun is about, it's written in the title page, Achenu Beis Yisrael Einechem Techazena HaMechaber HaSazois. My brethren, your eyes will see this compilation, Asher Yuzda L'Shiva Ba'adar, Yom Tiras Odein HaNaviyim Moshe Rabbeinu. And also there's another one for the 5th of Av, for the yahrzeit of the Arizal. It was published in Livorno. If you want to get a little bit of a flavor, what this thing is like, first we have a paragraph that before we begin, we accept upon ourselves the mitzvah saseh of tshuva. Then we prepare ourselves to be mekayim the mitzvah of vidui. Then we ask Hashem not to ignore our supplication. Then there's an extended l'shem yichud, an extended declaration that we believe that Hashem created heaven and earth. This is the intro to the tikkun of Zayin Adar. Then an extended declaration that Hashem controls everything. Hashem is mislabesh in the Aser Sfirois. Then an extended declaration that we're ma'amin be'amuna shalema, that the nevuah of Moshe Rabbeinu is true. Then an extended declaration that we believe be'amuna shalema, that even what the Chachmei Yisrael have taught in the secrets of the Torah, in the image of the Oisiyos, of every single minutia of drasha and halacha is misinai. Then an extended declaration that we believe the whole Torah, Torah Shebichsav, Torah Shebaalpeh, and all the soidos of the Rashbi and of the Arizal are all emes v'tzedek, and we're coming to learn on this night to bring nachas ruach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that Hashem should help us fear Him. And this is all by way of introduction, and then begins many pages of different Mishnayos that mention Moshe Rabbeinu, starting with Moshe Kibal Tar Misinai, and the Gemara in Brachos about Moshe being Mekabel the Luchos, and the Gemara on Dav Zayin that Moshe Rabbeinu asked Hashem three things, and going through all the Gemaras in Brachos that mention Moshe Rabbeinu, and then going through all the Gemaras in Shabbos that mention Moshe Rabbeinu, and in Erevin, and it's literally like Tikkun Leil Shavuos, okay? And all the Zohar HaKadosh that mention Moshe Rabbeinu. And we say all the Zohar, we mean hundreds of pages of Zohar that mention Moshe Rabbeinu. Then different Pizmoinim about Moshe Rabbeinu. And it's a very extended Tikkun L'Kavod, the yahrzeit of Moshe Rabbeinu, on Zayin Adar. So just, it's to be aware, even if we can't actually recite the whole thing, but at least to know that it exists, and to try to at least glean some of the main principles of what it's trying to accomplish, that it's ma'orer somebody to do tshuva, and to declare their emuna in Tiras Moshe Rabbeinu. But for the occasion, I want to tell you a few ideas. Some of them we've said before, and some of them are hot off the press. First of all, we all know that Moshe Rabbeinu's name does not appear in this week's parsha. Parshas Tetzaveh. And one of the reasons is it's a token in honor of Moshe Rabbeinu to indicate that this week, Ve'einenu, Moshe is no longer with us. That because it's the Yahrzeit of Moshe Rabbeinu, therefore he's not mentioned in the Parsha. The fact that he's not mentioned in the Parsha is l'kavod, it's to commemorate the Yahrzeit of Moshe Rabbeinu. But it's interesting, the Parsha begins with the lighting of the menorah. V'ata tetzave es b'nei Yisrael v'yikhu eilecha shemen zayis zach kasis lamar lahalois ner tamid. So it's the Yahrzeit of Moshe Rabbeinu. So it begins that with the ner tamid l'zecher nishmas Moshe Rabbeinu. So the Parsha, that's the Parsha of the Yoyma Dihilula Moshe Rabbeinu, begins with the ner tamid l'kavoid Moshe Rabbeinu. But Hashem sent me a matana today. Hopefully this will work out in saying it. And I hope we could. I just want to end with this. There are many reasons why Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not in Parshas Tetzaveh, but I haven't seen this, and it sounded so good to me that I figured somebody's got to say it. I could not find anyone who says it, but it's pretty interesting. Let's see. Where did I put the sheet? And it goes as follows. You know what a reason why Moshe Rabbeinu's name may not be in Parshas Tetzaveh? You know, there's another sefer that doesn't have a different name. That sefer is called Megillas Esther. Megillas Esther does not have the name of Hashem. You think it's a coincidence that the week that we lay in Megillas Esther that doesn't have Hashem's name, the Parsha that we lay in that week doesn't have Moshe Rabbeinu's name? So I was trying to remember. There's a halacha, it's a machlokes mechaber Ramah, how often you stand up for your Rebbe. Do you stand up for the Rebbe every single time he walks in the room? Or only once in the morning, once in the evening? Because the Rebbe can't be greater than HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So you're only mekabel the omalcho shamayim in the morning and the evening. So there is a svara in halacha that you don't stand up for the Rebbe more than twice a day. Shelo yehe kavod harav gadol mikvod hamakom. There was no one more humble than Moshe Rabbeinu. You think Moshe Rabbeinu would have allowed the week we lay in Megillas Esther that Hashem's name doesn't appear, but his name should appear? So Moshe Rabbeinu, the Anav of Mikol Adam, said, Ribbono Shel, listen, there's got to be a parsha that my name doesn't appear. I said mecheni na. Make sure you arrange it, work things out. Shelo yehe kvod harav gadol mikvod hamakom. Could you please work it out that the week that Megillas Esther is laid and your name is not mentioned, make sure my name is not mentioned. So I'm not sure. I have not seen this approach, but maybe that would be another remez, another reason why Moshe Rabbeinu's name is not in Tetzaveh. So it comes out, you know, the Balaturim implies maybe it's something of a punishment that his name is not in the Parsha, but maybe it's Meroiv An V'Sanusay. It's the greatest hesped we could give Moshe Rabbeinu. This is the week of his Yahrzeit. What's the greatest accolade we could give to Moshe Rabbeinu? That Moshe Rabbeinu always deflected all the honor for himself. We know that the reason the Maral says Moshe Rabbeinu was selected to be the Goyal Yisrael is because of his humility, that he always deflected all the credit to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. One of the reasons why his name is not in the Haggadah, because he didn't want to take any credit for himself. So the greatest accolade we could give to Moshe Rabbeinu is Moshe Rabbeinu always deflected all credit to Hashem. And he said, Ribbono Shel, look, just make sure the week of Megillas Esther, if your name's not going to be in the book, then my name can't be in the parsha that we lay in that week. Anyway, just kedai to gather and commemorate Zayin Adar, the Yahrzeit of Moshe Rabbeinu. You know, the Chida's father says that Haman picked the day of the month of Adar because he said that, well, Moshe Rabbeinu passed away in Adar. But what he didn't know was that Moshe Rabbeinu was also born in Adar. Okay, so what exactly was Haman not aware of? If he knew that Moshe Rabbeinu was Nifter, why wouldn't he have known that he was born there? So what's the meaning of this Chazal? So the Chida's father says that on the day of a person's birthday, person's mazel is very strong. So if Moshe Rabbeinu passed away on his birthday, then must be that his passing was something good for him. Because it was on his birthday, on a person's birthday, their mazel is strong. And indeed, for Moshe Rabbeinu, for a tzaddik like Moshe Rabbeinu, his Yom HaHilula is when he had tremendous aliyah. He's able, G'dayla tzaddikim b'misasan yoysar mi b'chayeyim. And this is already the first step of the preparation for Purim, because we know on the day of a tzaddik, his Torah is ingrained in the hearts of the Talmidim. So this is already the beginning of the Kabbalas HaTorah. The Kabbalas HaTorah of Moshe Rabbeinu prepares us for the Hadar Kibluha B'mei Achashverosh. Have a great night, everyone. Please make sure you join us Wednesday night at 8:30. We have an amazing pre-Purim Shir. We had a few really good ones today. And if you want, you could join us every morning at 9 a.m. for Mishneh Berurah, Daf HaShavua. It's amazing limud. 9 a.m. You know about that? You could join us 9 a.m. Mishneh Berurah.
Rav.
How are you?
Good. I hear you're coming to Baltimore.
It's top secret. I can't announce.
I found out already. Ready, Murray, told
you know, I don't know how it leaked. This is very secretive. Okay.
And I recruited about 20 people that don't know you to come to the class.
I don't know. They might be surprised if they meet me, you know?
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.